Stand by for the Dollar Doctors coming up next on KB Radio. While Willard and Peter warm up their computers, a reminder that for years, the Dollar Doctors have presented free, useful workshops describing their supply and demand approach to the market. Many have attended these strictly educational workshops and have learned about this methodology that's been around for 100 years and works as well today as ever. The Dollar Doctors use this supply and demand method to help determine the probable future trend of any stock or mutual fund. Over the years, hundreds of attendees have used this method to better make unemotional decisions on when to buy and when to sell. You may be among those who, while listening to the Dollar Doctors, have watched the very charts they're discussing. The supply and demand method has many advantages, but one disadvantage, it does require vigilance and can be time-consuming if you really want to feel that you're on top of your assets. That's why over time, some of Willard and Peter's listeners have asked them to manage their investment portfolios as well as their 401ks. Sapriston Asset Management now manages investments for several hundred clients who found it comforting to know that Sapriston Asset Management is watching over their financial well-being and who feel a time-consuming burden's been lifted from their shoulders. If you've ever considered having Sapriston Asset Management help you with your investment decisions, you can easily get full information with no obligation by calling Peter or Willard at 854-7541. They'll be glad to inform you of the many ways they can help. That phone number again, 716-854-7541, or call toll-free at 800-879-7541. And now here are the Dollar Doctors.
Good morning and welcome to the Dollar Doctor Show, brought to you by Sapriston Asset Management, securities offered through Brighton Securities out of Rochester, New York. Member FINRA, SIPC, registered with the MSRB and an RIA. I'm Peter Greco.
And I'm Willard Sapriston.
Good morning.
Can you hear me?
I hear you.
Perfect.
We're all set there. It is Saturday, August 8th, 2020. It's 10:04 in the morning. We always say that because the show is rebroadcast on this station, ESPN 1520 AM out of Buffalo, New York at midnight. Unless there's a sporting event, then we'll be on after the sporting event. Show is also available every Saturday from 10 to 11 a.m. live streaming. If you go to our website, sapriston.com, S-A-P-E-R-S-T-O-N.com, click on the Dollar Doctor tab that says live streaming, and you should be all set. Also at the website, all of our shows are archived. So if you miss a show, you want to replay a show, once again, go to sapriston.com. This time, click on the Dollar Doctor tab that says chat and archives. Click on archives, and you'll be all set with the archives. Then finally, last but not least, every week there's a free economic report by Stone and McCarthy, usually available late Friday, early Saturday morning, and they give, you know, interesting information about statistics, economic statistics, their opinion about what's been going on. Don't forget they're economists, take it for what it's worth.
Oh,
right?
Go be careful.
What?
I have something to say about that.
You do? Go ahead.
Yeah. They have a very interesting rendition on what has happened to women in the workplace this week because of the virus.
Really? And you're going to leave that as a teaser?
You got to go read it.
Got to go read it, right?
Yeah, but it was really very good. And they call it a woman-led recession. There's a graph.
Interesting.
I'm going to call back in. I've got a bad line.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Give a call back.
Yep.
Okay, so if you hit the weekly commentary tab, you can get that free economic report with the little teaser Willard just gave about women in the workplace. Also, right now, the phone lines are wide open, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. That's 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. And as we always say, this is the easiest time to get into the show because usually there's nobody on for a little while. But if for some reason you don't want to give us a call, although we like talking to people, you can go to our website again for a chat box, which is at sapriston.com. Click on the Dollar Doctor tab. This is Chat and Archives. Click on Chat, and you're right there.
Yeah, so the beginning of the article is the resurgence of virus cases puts women in a more precarious position than men. Now they have to go read it to see what's what.
Well, maybe the women will read it, right?
Well, I want them to.
There you go.
Because how are you going to stay home and take care of your kids?
Well, it's a whole mess.
And go to work.
Yeah, and you have kids going to school and kids at home.
And I heard from Christine all day. I don't know what we're going to do.
Yep, it's a mess, to say the least. Very complicated. So right now, phone lines wide open, 803-1520, toll-free 800-879-7541, or you can go to the chat box at dollardoctor@sapperstein.com. Dollar Doctor tab. This is Chat and Archives, and I think you're right there at the chat box. But
there's an HLYK on there, which I'm not going to comment on. It's a penny stock. It looks like a pump and dump, and 17 cents. And I wish people wouldn't even put them on the chat box.
Really?
Yeah. Now there's a good one. WKHS.
That's a good one.
Well, it's a $16 stock right now, and that's the workhorse, which I think is the electric truck.
Yep.
Now I have it in an account, so I am
biased.
I'm biased, but only one account, and I think one other client has it. And if I know what I'm talking about, which is always questionable, so do your own research. If I go to a weekly chart on MarketSmith, which is part of the IBD database, I think I have a flag pattern, what they call a tight flag, and there's not many around.
So if it breaks out of that pattern, it should be a nice move, right?
And they also look at something called the up-down volume ratio on a weekly, and anything really over 1 is pretty good, 1, 1.5, 1.8. This is 2.9.
So there's a lot more upside volume than downside volume.
I figured you could comment on that.
I just did.
Yeah.
But also,
person you are.
Yeah.
And the accumulation distribution rating, which is institutional ownership, and they update that every Friday night, is A+. And that is the highest you can go.
Yeah. So very heavy institutional.
Relative strength on the scale of 0 to 100, 99.
Well, I guess you covered that. And was that chat box today, or was it a while ago?
That was about 10 minutes ago.
Oh, okay.
Well, I've got the thing up on my fourth computer on the desk.
So now I'll make it tough for you. At what point would it break above the high tight flag?
Well, it
about
would be,
where?
Hold on. Over 22.5-ish.
Really? And where's it now?
22.34, I'm really seeing, but it's 16.52.
Well, the person in the chat box looking to buy it, does he own it? Did he say?
There was a gap up at $10, and that was on July 3rd.
Well, and what's the person?
He just said.
What?
Your thoughts on.
Oh, thoughts on. Well, there you go. So you
now
think.
They also, this guy also asked for HUYA.
Yeah, it's another.
I haven't been looking at, but that's a breakout.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in their pivot, and the up-down volume is 1.9. Earnings per share growth last quarter is 78%. That's pretty healthy. Sales up 40%.
It's a Chinese company, isn't
Chinese
it?
Company providing live streaming gaming. I am very worried about the Chinese stuff. Probably, you're supposed to buy on bad news and sell on good. So I don't know.
It's hard to say, but I know the point and figure chart, shows a potential target of 30, which is not that much higher, and that's the general resistance area is 30. So, if you're looking to buy this, do you want to take a chance at resistance, or do you want to have it go to maybe 31? To prove it can break out. But if you've done your research, you might be concerned if you got in back at 21, which is quite a ways back. So
it is a $5.85 billion market cap. So
oh, it's a big company.
It's a big company, but very worried about all the political stuff going on.
Mm-hmm. Well, like I say, that 30 area in general is the important resistance.
We sold our 10 cent last night.
Yeah, but that one.
Which I think that's 40 billion market cap, and I think it was down 3 or 4 points. It's probably all right, but, you know, you have a profit, and you got all this stuff going on that there are other stocks to buy.
Well, what's interesting, too, is that they mentioned in Barron's today with Tencent. You know how much of their revenues come from the United States? 2%.
2%.
2%.
No, I'm just thinking they're going to monkey around and try to delist or do something.
Well,
like
but what's happening, too, that's a possibility.
Oh, the other thing was you can't put a stop loss on Tencent.
Oh, you can't, really?
And I'm a big stop loss guy, as you know.
How about that? They're putting all sorts of restrictions now on different things. It's kind of wacky, so. But, yeah, I mean, if you want to bet on a breakout, then fine. You've heard Willard's comments about him being very leery here. And, you know, otherwise, wait for the breakout.
Yeah, I mean, there are always other stocks to buy. So I'm being very scrutinizing regarding Chinese stocks.
Well, it's interesting, too, because they meant, you know, as far as delisting, that's one thing. But they mentioned that China is now turning inward and they want to be independent, have an economy that just depends on them. That's it. You know, so we shall see.
We will see.
Okay, right now, give us a call. Phone lines wide open, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541.
So you have Regeneron, REGN, any views? Looking to enter.
Regeneron, what's it, REGN, right?
Yeah. Another one I have in some portfolios.
Okay, so that's a disclaimer, huh?
Yeah, disclaimer.
That's what you call it.
Aggressive ones, I guess, but it's been doing nicely.
It's doing nicely, but it's in a big consolidation right now.
Very much. And it's got a $69 billion market cap, so it's not small.
Yep. And you're talking about a big consolidation from maybe even as low as 600.
That's just what I was going to say.
Yeah. Go ahead.
No, 601, I got.
Yeah, so, well, there and 660-something, 664 maybe, So you're getting ready to come down to test a very important support in the approximate area of 600. So once again, if you looked into it, you feel very strongly about it, could be a buy point. Of course, if it takes out that 600 area with any volume, that could be a problem, but...
The 50-day is 621 moving average, so you're there on that guy. If it got below, at least on the MarketSmith weekly, daily chart, 596, you might worry.
Yeah. And, twice its held support in the general 600 area, which is on the box, you're saying.
Right.
596, which is a lot closer.
Well, you could go 594 and a stop, suppose.
But that's it. So, I mean, if you once again you feel very strongly about the company, it's certainly an area you could be looking at it. If you want to buy a little, or you could, but like I say, if you blow through that 592,
they just had a yesterday they announced their. Public offering of senior unsecured notes, so debt.
Yep.
Do we like debt? Not. It depends.
Well, some people use it very wisely. Number of the
right
companies.
Right now, it's only 6%, so I don't know what this will bring it up to.
Who knows? That's not much at all.
But there
are reasons to have debt, and certainly now, where you can put debt out for almost nothing,
Exactly. As you told me once, the government can borrow all they want if they're not paying any interest.
Exactly.
Or very little.
Yeah, that's the whole key.
They can float all the 10 years they want at 0.5%, right?
Yep. Very true. Okay, so that covers that one. Right now we have Dreamer, who's patiently waiting. Good morning.
Good morning.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Oh, your voice sounded a little strange, but go ahead.
It's my age.
You're all choked up. That's it.
Hello, Willard.
Hello, Bob.
So,
Goldberg that you are.
I called to say one thing.
What?
Gold.
Your day has finally come, huh?
Yeah, nobody's talking about it. It broke records.
You know what David Rosenberg said, and we follow his research, at least we read it. He said, until gold gets on the first page of the Wall Street Journal, no one really cares and no one's really following it. And the first page in Section A.
And what's interesting, too, is you notice nobody's talking about silver either.
Well, silver went up more this year than anything.
Oh, yeah, they finally took off, yeah.
Well, when everything crashed, silver went down to a little less than $12 an ounce. And now it almost touched 30. Can you hear me? The phone.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You must have the bad line I had before I called back in.
Yeah, you're clear. You can hear you.
Possible. Well, I'll make it short. I just called to say hello to Willard.
Well, that's all right.
My buddy Peter.
I saw a guy I respect very much say he thinks gold is going to 2,500 next. So.
I saw 3,500. Who knows?
Well, I mean next
time.
Target. Yeah.
Not tomorrow.
Right.
Well, if you recall, which you probably don't, around December, I made the prediction, that's December of last year.
Right.
I made the prediction that gold would close at 1,600 and silver would close around 2021. And I must confess,
yes.
I'm wrong.
But you don't mind that.
No, but I think gold will at least go to 2,300 before the end of the year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it'll be very interesting.
And I think silver will be firm at around up a little or down a little from 30.
Really? That's just going to hang around this area now, huh?
That's my...
Well, they got to breathe, don't they? They can't just go straight up.
Oh, no, I agree. So
nothing goes straight up, you know.
But you think by the end of the year it'll still be around 30, you're saying?
Yeah, that's my guess.
Okay, well,
an educated guess.
This time I'll write it down.
The question is, will you buy it or have any clients buy it, or is it too late for silver?
And my favorite stock, they're buying up the world.
Who's buying up?
They're gonna buy northwestern Australia the way they're going.
Well, the interesting thing is, though, that the silver miners should continue to do well, certainly if it stays around that level.
Yeah, it was 2 weeks ago when I called in, and SLV was $18.
Yep, that's right. Now it's what?
I think it's about 26 now.
26.90 was the high. Yeah, it's in that area, right? Yep.
But nobody listens to me, so it's okay.
Well, that's okay. Everybody has their day in the sun, as they say,
that's
right?
That's true. You got to be careful not to get sunburned.
Very good.
Well, good talking to you.
Okay,
guys.
Good talking
Very
to you.
Good talking to you.
Have a good weekend.
And you're giving us good advice.
And it's free.
That's free, right, exactly.
Take care.
Take care. You too. Okay, right now, phone lines are again wide open, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. Give us a call or go to our chat box at sapriston.com. Click on the Dollar Doctor tab. This is Chat and Archives. You'll be at the chat box. Click on Join the Chat. You can type in a question, type in a symbol. And if you do type in a symbol, let us know what you're looking to do with it.
I'm looking at M.O.
M.O., I saw somebody who was kind of hot on that one there.
Well, I know PM did something, the sister company, with some kind of smokeless cigarette, and they proved that cancer was caused by the heat, not by nicotine. So take all the nicotine you want. They were saying that was 2 weeks ago, right?
Yeah, nicotine just makes you addicted to it, you know. Makes you, but,
you
know, but.
So you make a lot of money if you're selling an addictive
right.
drug that's you can buy at the 7-Eleven.
Yeah, they also were making some kind of new chewing tobacco that the way you do it makes it less of a problem. You know, for
up down volume is 1.4, relative strength on MO is 47 out of possible 100. accumulation distribution is D plus, and we always say D is for dog, and if you get to E, E is for exit fast. How's that sound on accumulation
distribution? That was a good one. And it looks like, you know, on the chart, point and figure chart, 44 would be a nice breakout. It does have a target of 58 right now.
And I can see it going to 50-51 anyway.
Yeah, 51 would be the next resistance.
A weekly and a very aggressive target of 58, I would say, on the point and figure.
Yeah, that would be the next, and that's the target, and that's the high, you know, back in the beginning of 2019.
Right now, they're showing their double bottom, which means that I'm used to a double bottom or you hit it twice and go up. Their double bottom, the second bottom is lower and scares everyone away.
Well, that's interesting because, you know, the bottom on the point and figure chart's a higher bottom, the second bottom.
Yeah.
Which is
so
bullish.
Interesting.
Yeah. Okay. Right now, give us a call.
Well, they said that's bullish, too, when you have the lower bottom. The second lower bottom drives people, the last of the sellers are going.
Yeah, that's true.
And MO still has an increasing dividend stream when I look. It was, and I'll shut up, here we go. It pays $3.40, which is 8%. And in September of 17, it was 66 cents. September of 18, 80 cents. September of 19, 84 cents. And they just declared for this September, 86 cents. That's pretty interesting.
It is, to say the least, yeah.
And they are 400% in debt.
Well,
again, if they're not paying any real interest, I guess who cares?
Good point. Okay.
That's all I have to say.
Is that it? Nothing else in the chat box right now? Okay.
Oh, there's more in the chat
box. Well, give me the chat box. There's nobody on the phone.
WKHS has earnings on Monday.
Okay.
Someone doesn't. And then it's your old McMillan Chuck asking about WKHS and Huya. Okay. Hope you and Christina are well. That's the next one. Curious about virus plays DocuSign, D-O-C-U, and ZM, especially TDOC after their merger. You want to talk about TDOC?
Well, the interesting thing is that, you know, people didn't like the merger, you know.
As evidenced by the stock drop.
Right, yeah. And, you know, it actually dropped below a somewhat support area at 200, okay.
Yeah, close to 193.
Yeah, but the interesting thing about Friday, you know, lately we've been seeing some of these stocks get hit bad on a Friday, you know. And I don't know if that's because they're worried about what might come out over the weekend or something. But I saw some of these high, fast runners, you know, take big hits.
Yeah, that's Teladoc. Oh, yeah, down 20 points.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah. And so right now, where's the 200-day? Let's see. The 200-day is at 140. That doesn't help you.
No.
It took out the 50-day, which was at 202. And looks to me as a next support would be around 186. So unless, and I don't know anything about the merger. I know they bought this company, I don't know, is it Livongo, whatever.
LVGO, yeah.
Yeah, and which was a hot stock to begin with.
Had it in one or two accounts.
Yeah, and they...
But I got stopped out at maybe 108, something like that.
But they said, you know, I'm guessing they think they overpaid for this, you know, if I had a guess. But
well, LVGO closed at 120, yeah.
Yeah,
but it had been up to the 150 area recently.
Yeah, so I mean, I think it appears, you know, in the long run, you know, this is a hot area. You know, telemedicine. On the other side of the coin is, I'm sure there's going to be a lot of competitors, you know, coming into that business now. Whether they've built some kind of what they call a moat around them.
Yeah.
You know,
LVGO was $11 billion company. So.
Yeah. Yep.
And DocuSign, market cap, and DocuSign is a $37 billion.
Yeah.
So It's going to be a big company.
What stock you sign have to do with this, though?
Oh, what am I doing? TDOC. Dreaming. Because I'm not there with you.
I was waiting to see how this thing worked out.
No,
anyway,
he had asked about doctors.
Yeah, but, you know, if you've done a lot of research and you believe in the long-term prospects for telemedicine and you think they're going to remain a leader, you could always buy a little and then average down. If it dropped another, 15?
30 points.
Yeah, something like that. Average down a little bit more. And, the trend line's way back there at 170, So, and there should be good support in the 170s, So, So if you really like the idea of the company and so forth, you want to build a position, you could do buy a little, and then if it dropped down, what we say, 170-something.
Yeah.
Yeah, pick up some more.
You looking for a price for me? 176?
Yeah. Yeah, next level. I know there's another service I follow. Of course, I don't know if it had dropped that far. When they're building a position, they average down their second position at 20% lower,
Sounds like Howard Ewart. He had to be down 50% before he'd buy it, and then he would keep buying as it got
every 20% lower.
Every 20%, right? Yeah. But he only buy 100, and then he'd buy another and another and another. Yeah. That with Firestone, he said when it got to $7, he thought it was going out of business. But he had the most shares of any stock.
Boy.
And when it turned, it went back to $50, he made a pot of money.
Amazing.
Another investment style for people learning to do their own research.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, rather than go all in, you build a position, something that you believe should work out. I know in his case, he just believed a lot of he always went in the companies where he thought they had a temporary problem,
And he understood what they did.
And he understood what they did.
And he hated banks.
And he hated banks, but yeah. But he went through the depression and...
Yeah. And the other one was
DocuSign,
ZM.
We didn't talk about DocuSign, though.
Hold on.
Electronic signatures.
Yeah, DocuSign.
Which is a big thing. But, this is another one of these stocks that's run, okay? I mean, look back at even this year. It was as low as, 65?
Yeah, 64.86.
Yeah, and went ran up to 228. Concept, very good. Electronic signatures, and obviously, as we know, people...
I use it.
Yeah.
When I'm in Florida and they send me stuff to sign, I use DocuSign. I can only do it on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
It's much easier on the phone, and my son set that up.
Yeah.
And it's very handy.
Yeah. So, it is an important service, becoming more and more important every day.
I was told you can do that through Microsoft. I just don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. But apparently, these were the original leaders. Now, that doesn't mean, as we've seen, a lot of original leaders fall by the wayside at times, right? But, in looking at it, the 200 days so far back, 108, the 50 days so far back, at 180, that's not that far back, 181, right?
Accumulation distribution, A-, up-down volume 1.4, earnings for the April quarter up 71%, and sales up 39%.
Mm-hmm. That's why it's a high flyer. So be aware, these kind of stocks are going to be very volatile. If anything causes a slight panic in these areas, they can drop quite a bit.
$37 billion market cap.
Yep. But, looking at it, the 50 days 181, so that's probably that's the area. I don't think I'd want to see it under the 50 day. But once again, the same advice, if you looked into it, you feel very strongly about what they're in and working, assuming the 50 day can hold, in the 180 area, you could buy a little, and if it came down to the 50, buy a little more, but then you'd have to be concerned, if you blew right through the 50 day.
And you don't know because the Friday was Friday.
Yeah.
Whether you'll even get down there.
Yeah, it's good.
These things are doing this, and they're saying, get out, get out, get out, and mm-hmm. then on Monday or Tuesday.
Oh, yeah. Every time you have these kind of moves, they also, that was it in the market. It's all over.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, it does have a price objective of 250, you know, not bad. So plug that into your plan. Okay. What's the next
one? Very good.
Are we done?
No. A ZM, Zoom.
Another one that zoomed, right? And it's another big...
I mean, we use Citrix, which is GoToMeeting, and that's had a similar, but not as aggressive.
It's the other one that Microsoft is really into.
They're
now,
doing
too.
Yeah.
Yep. And,
well, I'm gonna be attending my meetings with two computers now.
Really?
Yeah. I'm going to have a front view of my face and a side view.
Isn't that a little bit open
on them so I can switch around. This is my new thing.
Isn't that a little bit too much for the clients, though?
Probably too much for you, because you'll complain to me when I need help hooking it up.
But
anyway, the up-down volume ratio on Zoom is 1.8. The accumulation is B. The increase in earnings for the April quarter was 567%. With sales up 169%.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, this is a big deal.
I mean, you know, they were interesting but somewhat questionable, but the COVID situation changed the whole picture.
Yeah.
And, you know, it has run in the resistance in the 272 to 280 area.
Closed at 258.
And so it's you know, I'd say right now in a consolidation trading range between 240 and, say, 280. 50 days at 246, so it's above that. So it looks interesting.
You know, I can't read. I said McMillan Chuck. It was Mailman Chuck.
Oh, Mailman Chuck.
Our old mailman.
Yeah, so, you know, it looks okay at the moment in the consolidation. Be aware, 276 to 280's resistance.
It's almost a flag,
yeah,
almost.
240. Support. Now, if it went to 236, you might be concerned.
You know, I got phlegitis. You know that.
I know. It's amazing how you've become a technical chartist.
Well, I watched a video on my treadmill during the week.
And now you're an expert.
No, but I'm trying to look for flags. You don't see many.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we got a number of people on the line, and we'll take a quick one-minute break, and then we'll be right back.
Great. You are listening to The Dollar Doctors every Saturday morning live from 10 to 11. Willard Saperston and Peter Greco of Saperston Asset Management answer your questions about stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. The Dollar Doctors are heard live every Saturday morning on ESPN 1520 Buffalo. Their shows are also available 24/7 at saperston.com. Years of previous shows are available there. The Dollar Doctors shows also rebroadcast Saturday night at midnight. If you'd like to have Saperston Asset Management evaluate your portfolio and discuss management services, you can contact Willard or Peter by calling in Buffalo 854-7541 or toll-free 800-879-7541. Again, in Buffalo, 854-7541, toll-free 800-879-7541. Now back to the Dollar Doctors.
Welcome back to the Dollar Doctor Show, brought to you by Saperston Asset Management, securities offered through Brighton Securities out of Rochester, New York. Member FINRA, SIPC, registered with the MSRB and an RIA.
And accounts held also at Wells Fargo Clearing. I thought I did that.
You can add that.
Wells Fargo may be a bad name. I'm not quite sure, but they're big.
They're a big bad name. No.
Big,
anyway.
Yeah. Well, they've had trouble lately.
I know. Well, hopefully they're straightening it out. We're going to go next to David in Orchard Park. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Morning, Dave.
I've got questions on two on both sides of the fence. One is J&J, and the other I'm looking at is Chewy.
We have Chewy on an account. J&J, of course, we have all over the place. I just, if you go to stock charts, are you familiar with them?
Yep.
Go to the video. On the top, there's three offerings. Go to the one on Arthur Hill this morning. Well, I think he did it on Thursday. And he talks about Merck, Pfizer, J&J, and United Health.
Okay.
Just so he's very good about it. And he tells you where he thinks the breakout would be and what the and what might happen in terms of earnings and all that. So you want to go listen to Arthur Hill.
To me, it's been a long consolidation. for years.
I'm going back to June of 17. It's 120 to 140 range.
Yeah. It popped above it briefly, but it's come back into it again, you know.
It's got a cup and handle formation, which is good, right? It's one of the more aggressive or progressive formations technically, but the relative strength is 56 out of 100. It is being accumulated a little bit with a B rating, the up-down volume ratio of 1, and what I don't like, because they give you the number of funds accumulating a position, and they update that every Friday night. In March, it was 4,380. Now it's 4,439, so I suppose it's okay. It's not as aggressive as we would like.
I mean, it's a good, solid company. You know, whether it's finally going to break out or not, it's another question, you know.
You want to listen to Arthur Hill. He's very good. So, I mean, I just listened about 15 minutes before the show, so it's fresh.
And it's, it's 200-day moving average is 142. So I'd like it to stay above the 200-day at 142. But go ahead and listen to Arthur Hill.
So, and
Willard wants you to listen to
it. What you're saying, right?
What?
You would hold on to it if he owns it, and if he doesn't own it, you might buy some.
Are you looking to buy it, or do you own it?
Yeah, I'm looking at it. These are two opposite ends. One is quite, secure, JJ. The other is Chewy, which is a runner.
He says, take a look at United Health, just to throw you a curveball. And that is the best of the four, Merck, Pfizer, J&J, and UNH. Has the best relative strength, has the best earnings prospects, last quarter up 98%.
This is off from IBD, right?
I'm looking at an IBB, but Arthur Hill was the one that talked about those four
charts,
this morning.
Yeah. And also, as you know, Chewy's been unbelievable. coming up from 20 all the way up to almost 60.
Right.
But it's been building nice little bases all the way up, and it's coming back toward the previous base, which is what, 51, 52 area. And you could take it for what it's worth, whatever that is. The price objective is 86 based on the charting method.
It also is the only one of those, of the two you said and the ones I said, that's really broken out.
Right.
IBD where they say it's in a buy range, when you're reading the paper. I know you read the paper. Right. It's 4% from their pivot, which is their buy range. So you're in a buy range with Chewy. Relative strength is 95, making a new relative strength high. Sales are up 46% last quarter, but it's $22 billion. It wouldn't seem to be going out of business. And there was a woman on the regular IBD, not the Market Smith, that talked about that she studied with William O'Neill, and she was an engineer. And she wrote a book. This is a month ago. I think they're free. I think you can find them. And she said she only buys IPOs that have come out, and this guy came out, I think, around June of last year. It was at $40 when it came out. She says she only buys IPOs that drop in half, which it did, went from 40 to 18 or something, and then turn around. And she's seen those things go up 500%. I'm just repeating what she said. I'm not saying this will do them. But it has broken out on the charts. It is in an IBD buy range. You know, where they had the little comments below the charts in the newspaper.
Yeah, and 50 days at 49. So 50 days at 49 and top of the base. So I'd say, but you got good support between 49 and 52.
And Dave, this is a good example of me. I have it in one or two accounts, but I'm going to go look again, see if I have enough.
It's made a great move because of the COVID or whatever, and everybody's buying at home.
Right.
But they believe a lot of these people are going to be,
doing that. Yeah, yeah.
to stay with it because they
and I think my wife buys from these guys for our two dogs.
Yeah, a lot of things are going to change in the future, you know, where people will, right. You know, so, and, you know, So,
okay,
you know, if you want to,
the
old way of doing it is, like, buy a little of each. But anyway, go ahead. What else?
Yeah, one in a regular account and maybe one in the IRAs.
Exactly,
or
yep.
Okay, thanks a lot, guys.
All right, you take
thanks
care.
For,
thank you
for
calling.
For the call.
Okay, right now, phone number is 803-1520, toll-free 800-879-7541. We're going to go next to Bill. In the Albion lockup again. He keeps getting in trouble.
I know. He keeps getting thrown in the pokey.
Right. Good morning.
Hey, Pete.
What?
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, Pete. I was going to give you a break today in that call, but my best buddy Willard said I got a call. Hey, Willard, all the money is in Zoetis. Look at Zoetis. I've had Pfizer since I was a kid. That stock, I mean, it's okay. I mean, if it ever gets to 40, 41, it'll go to 60. But they didn't give the stockholders Zoetis like a dope. Of course, I don't buy it. And look at that thing now. I bought a little for my kids, but that's a tremendous stock. But it would.
Get it is a good long-term hold. There's no question about it.
Company.
It pays 4%. You know, you could hit it with dividend reinvestment and be great.
Tremendous.
Everything looks good on the earnings don't look great, but the accumulation is A minus, and the up down is 1.3, and the relative strength is 53. So that's fair. But at 4%, you can sit there a long time. Buy more shares with dividend reinvestment, and then it goes above, you know, 40, 41. You're off to the races.
That's
your kind of a stock, and they're 200 billion. It's a huge, huge company. That's part of the issue, right?
How much would you pay to hear like a guy like Justin Mamus or Bob Farrell what their take is on this market? Wouldn't you just love to hear what they think?
Yeah, one of the guys on Stock Charts that does the videos I was listening to this morning brings up Justin Mamus's book, When to Sell Stocks, which I have next to my bed. I read it twice. I think I got to read it again.
I'll tell you, because Justin Mamus, he was the greatest.
He's dead, you know, and his son's dead, too. His son took him.
I know. And Bob Farrell and Stan Weinstein, they were the guys. I know.
I think Farrell's still around.
Yeah, they use a Farrell sentiment gauge of Bank of America. Wildly bullish. Hugh has been bullish for months. It's still up there bullish. They give you that output. All right, Pete, what about this one today? CHDN. Look at the weekly chart.
You keep bringing it up. I keep doing nothing about it.
Look, how in the heck is the Kentucky Derby possibly having no fans, and that stock might make a new high?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Look at that thing.
It certainly broke out again, didn't it?
Price objective.
I've had it for a long time.
Price objective, 242.
You should have loaded the truck up at 55 or so.
I'm sitting there in the hospital half dead. I call my broker. I said, what's Churchill Downs say? He says, 56. I go, I'll see you later. Man, $56 it was at the one time. But here's the one nobody talks about.
No, never hear about it at all. Yeah.
How about this one? OSTK.
Oh, Jesus. Don't even bring that
up.
Oh,
my word.
Ridiculous.
Look at that.
I was in that a long time ago in the teens and finally gave up, you know, when it started
$2
dying. $2.
$100.
Yep. Unbelievable.
It's on all the buy lists.
I mean, come on. Okay, I got to ask Pete a good question. Pete, I'm an old-time technician. The TRIN, T-R-I-N. What in the heck is going on with that indicator? You know, have you been following it?
No. I don't pay attention to it anymore.
Okay. because on big updates, that thing is like 1.4. In the old days, it would be like 0.4, 0.5 buying pressure.
Yeah.
Now it's the opposite.
Yeah, it's
How
weird.
Is all the money going into declining stocks on big updates?
Beats the heck out of me, you know. But the declining stocks are not the ones affecting the averages. You know?
Obviously. Yeah. I mean, if you're the trend guy, you're incredibly bullish. It stayed over one for months. But one last thing, Ward, what about the utility average yesterday?
It was up, wasn't it?
Well, it broke out, I think.
Yeah.
The bond proxies are back.
Well, that in real estate, the REITs, you know, we gave them up for dead, and I was looking at some REIT this morning that was up from 9 to 12 in 2 weeks.
By the gambling REITs, Ward. I've been telling Pete about those things.
I listened to you on the show, you know.
Yeah.
I listen every week.
MGP and GLPI, they both broke out yesterday.
Well, they're
nice
good.
Dividends, huge cash flows. If the casinos have any good news at all, they're going to go a lot higher. Hey, Ward, it's always a pleasure to talk to you and Pete.
Okay.
Well,
good,
thank you
good hearing from you.
Take care. Bye,
you
guys.
Too. Take it easy. Have a good weekend. Okay, we're going to go next to Vic in Amherst. Good morning. A patient Vic.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Great show today.
Thank you.
I tried to convince someone to sell some puts that was selling covered calls based on following you for 2 or 3 years, and I don't think I got anywhere.
Why not? Oh, really?
Well, I did say to him, if you've been doing covered calls and you've been consistently making money, he only does one stock, don't change what you're doing.
No, I haven't changed. I got to play by the rules, though. You vacillate from the rules. Sometimes it doesn't work out. I've been burned.
No, I told him not to change. I said, if you're doing this successfully, just stay with it. And even though I think you'd be better off writing puts than calls.
I did a buy right last week. I picked up telephone at 29.29. I sold the 30 call with decent premium to expire right after the dividend day. That was my put.
Boy,
you know,
good play.
The risk reward is very, very good on something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so today's show has been great. Willard, you sound great. Yourself, Bill, and then Arthur Hill. I've been following this guy for 3-4 years. Very, very, very good.
He's very quiet, but he's got a lot of good ideas. I don't know how old he is, but.
He's real old.
No, they have a conference.
He's at least 60.
Oh, I thought he was much older.
No, I don't know. I'm kidding.
Okay.
I follow two on there. I follow Hill, and I followed at Julius DeCamperin.
He did a show. Maybe it was Thursday. He was a guest. Who's the lead guy on this thing?
John Murphy.
No, the guy that does the daily is the final bar.
Tom Bosley?
No.
Oh, well, it
he's
doesn't.
The first guy.
Whatever, whatever.
David Keller.
We're using up time here.
Okay, Keller's on there. Yeah.
And DeKemper was on there Wednesday or Thursday, and he talked about the relationship between bonds and the S&P, the treasuries and the S&P 500. And it was very good. It was only a few minutes long. Very good.
He was the one that was on materials, ETF probably.
That's right. I bought DBB on that and DBA. DBA I just bought.
I sold the 58 on that and the things that I sold the puts, 58. It was at 60 and a quarter, I think. It's at 62, 63 now. I mean, that's how you do it. If you get a put to you, you take it.
That's right. You got it.
Some of them on there are Swenlin, Aaron Swenlin. I don't even read her anymore. The two I go to was your guy, Hill, and then that Van Kemperen, because he does the rotation graphs, which I like.
Yes, it's very, very clever.
So my question today, if somebody puts you on a hot seat and says Monday you're allowed one financial you got to buy, which financial would you buy?
Well, I wouldn't be buying a bank. I would take a look at maybe MSCI. It's a database for bonds. I mean, that is a financial. It is in that realm. Let's look at SIVB. VB. I mean, I haven't looked at these since last night's close. So, you know, SIVB looks pretty good, doesn't it?
Silicon Valley Bank, huh?
Holding company for Silicon Valley. Yeah, but it broke out.
Yeah, everybody and their brothers on this new CEO of Wells Fargo. Everybody.
I just sold my last Wells Fargo. I'm disgusted with it.
Well, yeah, but I mean, everybody loves this new CEO. I mean, everybody loves this guy. So we shall see.
It's interesting because we clear through Wells Fargo and through Brighton, they're very greedy for money. I don't feel that they really care too much about the clients. They'll probably sue me over saying that.
Definitely.
But, client comes first. End of story.
Yeah, Buffett is big on, Buffett's had Wells for how long, and he's loading up on Bank of America.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, guys.
Have a good weekend. Take care.
Take care.
We're going to go next to Jack in Lockport. Just got you in, Jack.
Yeah, good, guys.
What's up?
Me?
Yeah, go ahead.
About
three minutes.
Good morning.
Three minutes.
Willard, good to hear you again.
Thank you.
You guys haven't mentioned anything about Kodak this week. What a wild ride. A number of fortunes won and lost on that one. I think it started out at around $4 Monday, went up to about $70 on news about COVID, and went back down.
Well, the bottom line is, where is this going to settle? I've seen some people say maybe $7.
Yeah, I thought it's under 10 now, isn't it?
No, it's...
Where's it at?
15, I think.
Oh, is it? Okay, yeah. Okay. But yeah, went like the 4 up to about 70 and then shot back down.
Yep.
I haven't touched it. I didn't know about it until after it happened anyway, but
right.
I just, you never know about some of these stocks. So.
Well, I mean, you're in a ridiculous age, the Robin Hood traders.
Right.
You know, and... I mean, this is like, okay, they got a contract. So what? I mean, maybe it'll keep them in business. I don't know. You know, it remains to be seen.
Well, that's the thing. All they have is a contract, and boy, it went up. The way it went up, it didn't make sense.
No, but that's what happens in this market.
Right.
Yeah.
Will, I don't disagree with you about the Chinese companies, but...
I just don't know why you need to be there. I mean, I'm looking very closely at what we still own. China Mobile and Baba, and
yeah, like you said, you got to kind of look at things. I'd mentioned last week about Kandi, KNDI, mm-hmm. electric car company. After 5 years, I finally made some money and got rid of it. And now that they're going to enter the American market, they're probably a little bit steady. They've been going up this week. And there's one that I bought, JD.
JD Uniphase.
David. Yeah, I bought about 38 in the beginning of the year. And I want to see what you guys...
I couldn't buy it. I lost money 3 times, and I said, that's it. And then it took off, of course.
Yeah, it went from about 20-something a year ago.
62 right now.
Yeah, about 62, and I got it at 38. And I'm wondering what you guys think if there's still more. It's actually a Chinese technology.
Yeah, I would be a holder, but I would get very worried maybe in the 58 area. I don't know, Peter.
58's possibility, or under the trend line, you know, about 55, you know, so.
So just keep an eye on it.
Right, yeah. Because it's going sideways right now.
The 10-week is 58, so below that a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I think we're coming to an end, Peter, aren't we?
Thank you, guys. Yeah. Bye now.
Well, we're a little early. It's 10:56.
Are we?
But yeah.
You got a stock of the day?
Not me.
I do.
You do. Go ahead.
If everyone does their own research, AVGO, I like.
Semiconductor, huh?
Well, it's Broadcom.
Yeah.
You know. And That's where the world is. So I think.
So right? You think. Well, it's right up against unbelievable resistance.
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
Very strong resistance. If it breaks out from here, boy, you're off and running.
If it breaks out from here.
So it would have to hit, what, 332, right? Yep.
You're at 3.25. 332 is good.
Yep.
Buy on stop, right?
Yep.
Buy on stop, if anyone knows what that is.
No, there you go.
And I just think that, you know, designer of Analog X, whatever that is, for telecom, industrial, automotive, CL Broadcom, and computing markets.
Yeah, I mean, this is it, the moment of truth.
It is. $130 billion company, not a penny stock.
But as you said, do your own research. Always never jump on anything you hear people talk about.
That's
okay.
For sure.
We're especially at the end of the show now, so you can say your line.
Keep a little powder dry, and good night, and good luck, and look at the dividends on Avago.
Okay.
Okay.
Back next week.
See ya.
You've been listening to The Dollar Doctor Show. Every Saturday morning at 10, Willard Saperstein and Peter Greco answer your questions about stocks, bonds, mutual funds, retirement issues, and the economy in general. The Dollar Doctor Show is brought to you by Saperstein Asset Management. Discussion of specific securities should not be construed as recommendations to buy or sell, either by Saperstein Asset Management or AM 1520 WWKB. The Dollar Doctor Show is rebroadcast on Saturday night at midnight. You're invited to join us again then or next Saturday morning at 10 a.m. on AM 1520 WWKB.